This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The show is portable thanks to the all-new Radio.com app. Listen to 106.7 The Fan and Grant and Danny anytime, anywhere. We're giving away Caps tickets today in the 1 o'clock hour. Speaking of 1 o'clock, our pal Rick Snyder, TheFanDC.com, has written a couple interesting columns in the last few days. The first, the Redskins need to spend a high draft pick on a running back. The second, might be time to abandon the running game altogether in the second half of the season. We will talk to him about those two things at 1 o'clock today. Right now, we're taking your calls on Jay Gruden, the job he's done this year. My point is, I feel better about him today than I did in August before the season started. Do you agree with that or disagree with that?
It is a slight tick up, because I think the weaknesses are still the weaknesses. But the things that have impressed me is how he's kept the troops together despite all these guys going around down around him. They've morphed an offense that featured two guys. People underestimate this. This should be the only thing anyone talks about. The most dependable thing in the world was Pierre Garçon getting your first down. He was a modern-day Art Monk for this team. Okay? That was so dependable. When it was fourth and three, what were you doing? Pierre Garçon on a stop route with a guy draped all over him. Didn't matter. He's going to make the play. The best deep threat since Randy Moss in this sport played for you. That's gone. Your best offensive weapons have either underachieved, been hurt, or something else. They are still in games. Yeah. Both because, again, with everything going on around them. The weaknesses, though, game management stuff. It's when you could tell a coach is limited or whatever else, it's tough to manifest it in or give a good indication, like you could circle something. But when something keeps happening, there's no fix. The end of half stuff has been disastrous. And it's always kind of been his tenure. Before, it was clock management, couldn't figure out, couldn't get a playoff against the New York Giants, if you remember last year, in a game they ended up winning, but it was such a disaster. Now, they've been outscored by 78 points in the last 2 minutes of the first half and the second half. You put that together over the course of a game. Let's say they got outscored at that same rate the last 4 minutes of games. They'd be outscored by 6,000 points over the course of a season.
It's stunning what they've been able to do offensively. And I say that in this segment because that's what Jay Gruden is an offensive mind. That's why he's here. And his offense with running backs, with tight ends, getting as involved as they have, has been fairly unprecedented. Coming into play this week, there was a piece written in the Wall Street Journal about Kirk Cousins and his value and what's going to happen. And basically these points were about Cousins, but you could make them about Gruden as well. Since 1960, and I'll read this sentence. No quarterback since positional stats were recorded in 1960 has ever had a less productive top wideout through 8 games with at least a 100 passer rating than Jamison Crowder, the top wideout with 272 yards in 2017. So they're getting nothing from that position. They cannot run the ball. They have huge injuries on defense and the toughest schedule. And this is kind of a normal year where they win a lot and they lose a lot, and it's going to be about 500. And normally they're fairly healthy and their schedule's weaker, and this is what's happening.
Yeah, no running back production, worst outside receiver production in the sport. That's not hyperbole. That's the fact.
Let's go to Roy in Falls Church. Roy, what's up?
Hey, guys. So the biggest thing to me with Jay Gruden is the culture change and the discipline of the team that has completely done a 180 since he got here. So I'm 31, like a lot of people listening out there, who grew up screaming at their televisions because Michael Westbrook was taking his helmet off and putting us out of field goal range and doing stupid things like that. So to see us at the top of the league for, I think we're number one in yards against and number two in penalties against, just shows how disciplined we are. And we no longer have players laying around on the field. Instead, we have Josh Norman, who is hyped and getting the defense rallied and looking better than we've looked in a long time. So I think you have to attribute that to coaching, because we prayed for a coach to come in and change the culture, and then we got a coach who came in and changed the culture, and now we're crushing him.
I'd also, thanks for the call, Roy, I want someone to refute my point that I made based on my buddy's text messages that got me thinking, and I thought it was super thought-provoking. He said Schottenheimer, Gibbs were the only ones in the last 20 or so years that have had their teams routinely play harder. Now, this is tough because it is impossible to quantify with numbers.
It's so anecdotal, right?
But I see that, and I agree with it. I saw the text. I said, yeah, actually, that makes sense. In terms of what it looks like, Ben McAdoo's Giants, this is not. I mean, this is not a team that is listless. You look at how they start games. Look at the number of touchdown drives on the first 15 script. Look at how they come out and they finish these drives early before adjustments are made. Jay's in Ashburn. What's up, Jay?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey, Jay in Ashburn. I'm sure it's not Jay Gruden in Ashburn, by the
way.
Yeah,
you want to defend yourself or what?
What's up, dude?
It might be you need to get a hamburger soon.
I love Rob Kelly.
But anyway, you know, I was deployed for a lot of the crappy years of the past 15 years or something, and I'm glad I was, because just keeping contact with people back home, you know, as far as Jay Gruden changing the culture, these guys, they were like the Giants years ago, and Jay Gruden has come in and helped change the culture and help bring people in and kind of let people come to the front and lead themselves. And, you know, last year it was a year before that, it was a problem that we couldn't get points on our opening offensive drive to save our lives. Now, this year, you know, it's expected, and they're awesome at it. And it's like there were issues when he first came in, but he's resolving them, and it's all baby steps. But, you know, I'm a homer through and through, and, you know, laugh at me if you want, but I think we could finish the season at, you know, 10-6 at least.
Got to do something special.
Homerism. They got to be great, but the schedule gets weaker. Eric's in Alexandria. What's up, Eric? Eric, you're on the fan. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, guys, what's happening?
What's up, bud?
Chilling.
I kind of feel like Jay is – I think what I like mostly about this is that he's taking the responsibility to do what he's supposed to be doing, and that's calling those plays. And then so that means that when the wins or losses, if you're out-coached, then you're out-coached. That's one thing. But if you're outplayed player by player, then that's something else. But I think that if we can clearly see that these are good design plays that he's putting in there, then he's putting in those plays, he's implementing it, he's taking responsibility, and all of that comes back to him, and what he doesn't do comes back to the players.
That's a good intuitive point. Thank you, Eric, I appreciate it. So in other words, as a coach, all you can do is put a guy in a good spot, right? So as a defensive coordinator, you go, I'm going to get a one-on-one matchup where Preston Smith's going up against a right tackle. Well, if Preston Smith doesn't win, was that a bad job by the coach or a bad job by Preston Smith? I mean, that's always, again, hard to quantify because we deal in results. So I think that's an intuitive point. I think they're in as good a position to succeed as they could be given the front office's failings. But point two, this goes to our kind of conversation. We talked about this before with them being competitive. The last time they got blown out and just weren't in a game, I'm talking even games where they've lost, you knew they were going to lose. That Pittsburgh Steelers game to start the year last year, that was multiple scores. They were down 8 points in the fourth quarter with the football. They're in these games. Right? They may not look like they're going to win, but there's always kind of a snowball's chance. The last time they were blown out is November of 2015 against the Carolina Panthers, a team that went 15-1. They lost 44-16, and there was a huge play in that game that went against them, and then all hell broke loose from there.
Cam Newton just demolished them.
And he killed them. They were going to win that game, Carolina was, because they were much better. But this is we're working 2+ years into the past. They're competitive every week. This discussion reminds me a lot of the Cousins discussion. I don't think Gruden's a world beater. I don't think he's such a genius that he'll walk in every week and get scrubs and Band-Aids a chance. But he's also fine. The replacements aren't readily available to improve.
Where are you guys at on Jay Gruden? 800-636-1067. We will wrap up your calls, and we will hit our double play next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.